be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus took Peter, James, and John and led them up a high mountain apart by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his clothes became dazzling white, such as no fuller on earth could bleach them. Then Elijah appeared to them along with Moses, and they were conversing with Jesus. Then Peter said to Jesus in reply, "Rabbi, it is good that we are here. Let us make three tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." He hardly knew what to say. They were so terrified. Then a cloud came, casting a shadow over them. From the cloud came a voice, "This is my beloved Son. Listen to him." Suddenly, looking around, they no longer saw anyone but Jesus alone with them. As they were coming down from the mountain, he charged them not to relate what they had seen to anyone, except when the Son of Man had risen from the dead. So they kept the matter to themselves, questioning what rising from the dead meant. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord.
Is this working?
Yes.
All right. It's different being back here. You know, today, Peter, James, and John, they have this incredible experience. This fantastical experience, an experience that can hardly be put into words. Not just the physical experience of all this madness going on around them, but the emotional, spiritual experience. It's one of those moments that Dostoevsky describes as coming to that thin place in the wall between this world and the next, when you experience the presence of eternal harmony. And he says, if this state were to last more than 5 seconds, it would destroy you. The soul cannot endure it. But Peter does have the experience. And he wants to make it last. He wants to stay up there on the mountaintop. He wants to experience more and more and more. He's terrified. But that moment, that experience, overcomes all his fear. And Jesus has to share a harsh reality with him, and with James, and with John. "We got to go down the mountain. Cannot stay here. You're not yet ready to live in ecstasy." We somehow believe that we're just ready for what waits for us. We're either impatient, or we believe that we're special, the exception to the rule. We never want to believe that every moment here, every gift, every cross, every encounter, every interaction prepares us to live with God. Now, every week we gather together, we come together, the word is proclaimed, sacraments are celebrated. Every week we catch a glimpse of what waits for us. Our prayer this night is that the Lord may help us to live today so as to be prepared for his tomorrow.